Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Nika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher and the
pastor.
Today we have a very some topic today. Having the wrong mindset.
Today is definitely going to be a great topic. Me and my wife, we have been talking about this topic. You know, she woke up this morning and this topic really refers to how she's acting. This is going to be a great topic.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Having the wrong mindset. I mean, that could go for either. It just depends on what side of the bed you wake up on. You know, you may have the wrong mindset.
No, I woke up on the right side of bed. You woke up on the wrong side or the left side of bed.
Sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of bed and you wake up with the wrong mindset.
That's right.
But, you know, we're going to talk about how do you change your mindset? How do you know if you have the wrong mindset? So if you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, our topic today is interesting, having the wrong mindset. And today we have comedian actor that's going to be on our special guest, Leo Rich. Leo Rich, yes.
Hi,
I'm
Leo
excited.
Rich is going to be on the show tonight. We're excited to have Leo Rich on the show. We are excited to hear what he has to say. You know, tell us a little something about him. And you say he's a comedian, right?
Comedian, actor.
Comedian.
Kind of like you, you know, but you just ain't never been on stage, you know. You in that mindset, you know. Again, if you just now tuning in to the show, we're so excited to bring you this particular show, having the wrong mindset. And sometimes we don't realize that we have our mindset on the wrong things, and it can affect our choices, our destination, our destiny. And so today, that's why I find the show to be very, very interesting. I'm just excited about diving into the topic today. This show will help us answer the questions first. What is your mindset?
What is your mindset? And once we can answer that question, we can start working toward being delivered from past mindsets, which would deliver us from pain and unnecessary hurt. Now, understanding how important it is to have the right mindset brings the right success. Having the wrong mindset robs us from being the best that we can be. It stops us from prospering in God's goodness. Now, whatever you set your mind to be is where you will be. Then the Bible declares in Isaiah 26:3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Pastor, what do you got to say about this topic today as we dive in, having the wrong mindset?
Well, you know, the topic of having the wrong mindset, you know, that led me to believe, how can you have the wrong mindset? You know, I was thinking about this today. Nobody thinks that they are wrong. Nobody thinks that they're wrong. So I had to think about, how do you have the wrong mindset? Because whatever it is, you know, that you're doing at the time, whatever it is that that you have said or you have done, you did it or you said it all according to how you were feeling at the time. So how can you have the wrong mindset? Is it possible to have the wrong mindset?
Like saying, Pastor, like feeling the wrong way. You know, sometimes we feel, I mean, we base our actions on our emotions and how we feel. I believe that you can have the wrong mindset and go into a situation the wrong way, depending on your mindset. I know we were talking about that. Can you have the wrong mindset? Can you set your mind to be wrong and be in error thinking that you're right? I know that Paul thought he had his mindset on God, and he was doing the right thing until he had an encounter with Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, and he said, you know, his mind, you know, now he could see. He was blind, and now he could see. So now his mind was set. He had a different mindset now. Do you think in that instance, when you think about Paul, he had his mindset on what he thought was right? Like you said, some people don't think that they are wrong.
Okay. I mean, that's a good way to put it there. Now, I like how the topic, it reads mindset. So when we're talking about set, that means your mind is set, and that means that you're not there to change or how you feel. You're not trying to change on your decision making. You're not trying to change anything. What it is that you're trying to do is you're acting off of what you already know, or you're acting off of what someone has told you, who it is that you believe. As I said before, you know, no one believes that they are wrong about what they're doing or what they're saying until something happened when they realize that, oh, I've made a mistake. Now, you said here Paul was met down Damascus Road by the light.
Mm-hmm.
He was met, you know, by Jesus. And, you know, Jesus asked him, you know, Paul, why do you persecute? Why persecute me? So at some point, you know, he had realized that, oh my, you know, I've made a mistake, I've messed up. So now he was in position to change his mind about what he was doing. Now while he was doing, he was just following law. He was just following law. He didn't even know that that he was doing wrong. He didn't know that he was messing up. Amen.
So he had to change the way he was thinking, not so much as changing his mindset, but changing his way of thinking.
That's right. Change the way.
When we talk about
thinking,
when we talk about setting something, when we talk about setting something, Pastor, you know, because I can say setting something in a different way. We have gave an example of setting a clock. You know, when I think of setting my mind, like me being a writer, like I set my mind, I have goals that I'm going to achieve. So no matter what happens around me, my mind is set to accomplish that is in front of me. No matter what comes in my way, I'm going to, because my mind is set on that thing. Are we saying we can't change our mindset, but we can change our mind, but we can't change our, I mean, we can change our mind, but we can't have a wrong way of thinking? I'm just trying to get it from your perspective, because I see it a little bit different from you. And we're going to ask people to chime in on the topic. Not saying that I don't understand what you're saying. It's just that
I could be looking at it totally different. That's just like giving a scripture, right? And I can have the wrong mindset right now because I'm not seeing it the way it should be seen. But in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, this is right. This is, you know, my mind is set this way of thinking. This is my way of thinking. And the way that we think determines our outcome, determines our action and our reaction.
It's a couple different ways that you can look at it. It's a couple different ways you can look at it as having the wrong mindset. One way you can look at it is, this is the way that I was taught. This is what I have learned. I think we talked earlier before the show. I asked you the question, what's 1 + 1? And you told me the answer was 2, which is the right answer. And then I asked you the question. We were just playing around, but I asked you the question, so how do you know that's true? How do you know that the answer is 2? And you told me because that's what you have learned. So because that's what you have learned, you know, that's set in your mind. I mean, that just happens automatically. Now, I use the analogy of a thermostat that you set. So you can set a thermostat. If it's 90 degrees outside and it feels like about 85 degrees in your home, you can set the thermostat to 75 degrees, and it's going to turn on, and it's going to action is going to take place. The air is going to cool, it's going to blow, and it's going to keep on cooling, and it's going to keep on blowing until it has reached that destination where it's trying to get because it is set.
It is set, but right there. It has to go with that temperature. It has to go through something to get to where it's set to. I mean, it has a set goal that it needs to get to, so it's pressing through. Well, let's say you set it for 70, but your house is at 87, so it got to go through the 86, the 84, the 80, the 79 to get to the 70, but there's something they have to go through to get to actually where their mind is set. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about having the wrong mindset, because if we don't have the right mindset, or set our mind to do what's right, we'll end up in the wrong places. And my thing is making the wrong decisions, because if we're set on evil, because your mind can be set on evil things. So now you have evil thoughts running through, and you're feeding yourself evil ways and evil understandings that leads to the wrong mindset. And I want to go to the scripture, and then we're going to take some calls here. We're going to actually bring in Leo Rich on the line. Leo, if you're listening right now, go ahead and press 1 so we can bring you through. I want to go to that scripture that I just read to you all, and that scripture is in Isaiah. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because
Amen.
He trusts in you." So when we say stayed, we mean set, because set is like stay. You know, you focus on that thing. Nothing is deterring you from that set. You know, if you're going to run this race, there is a finish line. So your mind is set on the finish line. And whatever happens between that time until you get to the finish line, whether you get injured, whether you make it to that, some people get injured and can't make it to the finish line. Some limp to the finish line. Some pass out at the finish line. But their mind is set is to get to the finish line. So here the Bible says that you will keep him in perfect peace who mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So if our mind is not stayed on God, how are we supposed to maintain or continue to have that perfect peace? It's to keep our mind stayed on Christ. Now, what does this mean? We can never avoid strife in the world around us, but with God, we can know perfect peace even in turmoil. So when we are devoted to him, our whole attitude is steady and stable, supported by God's unchanging love and mighty power. We are not shaken by the surrounding chaos in this world. So we have access to, do we want peace? We have to keep our thoughts on and trust God in it. Keep your mind stayed on God, having the right mindset. If you're just now tuning in, if you're online and you're listening in to the preacher and the pastor, and you want to chime in on this conversation where you've, on this topic, where you've been in the situation, or you had the wrong mindset going in and you knew it. Your mind was set. Nobody could tell you nothing different. You were going to do it, and you knew going in, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it. I'm angry. I'm upset, and I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. And it led you in a place that you didn't want to be. Chime in. If you're online
right
listening
there,
at the... Go ahead. Put a period right there. Okay. Go right there.
Put a period. Right there. Oh, you told me yesterday that I was a little bit messy, so I got to be just a little bit. I got to say something. That's
all right. Cool. Okay, go ahead.
Now I'm just joking about that. I just want to agree with you on that when you're talking about setting your mind. I mean, if you are going to set your mind on something, you need to set your mind on what has already been set. which is the word. See, the word is set. The word is the same from the beginning in the book of Genesis. It's the same. The word is the same, and all the way from the beginning to the end. See, now the word don't change. Now, if that's what you are setting your mind on, then that's where you should definitely set it until you reach that. And we talk about the Bible. We're talking about the word that's in the Bible. See, the Bible is the book of life. And that is the book of life. It's life that already has been lived, already have been lived. So if you don't know what to believe, and you don't know how to believe or who to trust or who to listen to, you should definitely go to life and to the book of life, you know, which is the word. Now, not every word in the Bible, you should try to follow every word, because there's different people that speak in the Bible. Every word in the Bible is not the word of God, because there's a time when a fool speaks. There's a time when Satan speaks. There's a time when Job speaks. Sometimes, you know, we would go to every single word and think, okay, that word is in the Bible, so that's where I'm going to follow. That's what I'm going to believe. But you can mess up in that way.
Amen. My Lord, my God. It is so true. Having the wrong mindset, you all, if you're just now tuning in to the preacher in the past, we're talking about having the wrong set, having the wrong mindset. And we have Leo Rich. We're going to call him in. And if you want to chime into this topic, please do so. We want to know what you think about this topic. What's your revelation on it? What's your understanding of having the wrong mindset? And if you knew you went in a situation with the wrong mindset, but you've changed your way of thinking, which changed your mindset, you changed your goals, which required you to change your mindset to accomplish those things in life, please chime in. Again, you can call. Again, the number is 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 847-277-9213. And something we always forget to do and say each show is that we are the Gospel Public Ministry. So we are a ministry. We're a street ministry. Though we're in the building, we're actually outside. We go to the byways, the highways, your home. We're there. We're on the corner. So if you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call. Our number is 346-719-3349. Again, that number for prayer for us to meet you there is 346-719-3349. At this time, we're going to bring in comedian, actor, man of God, Leo Rich. We're happy to have you. Wow. Come on in. Leo Rich, where you at? Where you at? Come on in.
Hello. Anybody hear me?
Yes,
everybody.
I'm getting you. Come on, right quick. Yes,
How we doing?
We're good. Glad to have you. Sassy, take over. Go ahead, Sassy.
Little Rich, I want to come in to say thank you for being on the show. I was so excited when my wife told me that she was going to be on the show. She told me that you have done a couple shows with her. So I was excited about that. I was like, oh, okay, great. You know, there's going to be an actor that's going to be on the show. There's going to be a comedian. Now, my wife is a comedian, so I was like, oh, this is definitely going to be a great show. So what I want to ask you here, Leo, just tell us a little bit about how did you get into acting? How did you get into acting and being a comedian?
Oh, yes. I just want to, you know, give an honor to the pastor and the preacher, you know, in the altar right now.
All right. We're doing great.
It's good to see some, you know, some old school newlyweds. I like that about y'all. But I started acting. You know, I just started acting really with your wife last July, really, when I really started. So I done six plays with your wife since that time, but I started doing stand up comedy 2 years before that. So she really introduced me to that world. Devin Denise introduced me to your wife, and it really went down since then, man. It's like a drug. It's addictive. I love it.
Well, let's talk about how you got started. I know your story is that you went from homeless to where you are now, and I know you had to change your mindset to come out of that place. How did you do that?
Man, it was just, I ain't going to lie, I had the wrong mindset. I told my mother, because she used to always get on me talking about, you need to get your money up and take care of yourself and all. I told her straight up. I told her I'm going to live off of women. I told her that. I'm going to live off these women and go live in the streets. And next thing you know, I was homeless. Oh my goodness, I was homeless because I didn't
you
know
set
the rules.
Your mind to doing what you said you was gonna do.
I didn't. I was living with these women. I didn't know all these rules. Just so you know, I was living here, living there, and it was just crazy. And then I just decided. I called one of my friends, and he told me I can go somewhere, and I can stay there and be all right. And I stayed there until something happened, and something happened. But my mind changed. I was like, I can't keep living off these women because I wasn't beginning with the end in mind. I was always just going in it with this impulse, you know, plan, like, let's make it happen right now, but with no ending to it. I never had an ending, but now everything I have is an end, has an end to it. Everything I do now has began with the end in mind. But yeah, but it was rough. It was really rough. And then I finally got to a place where I was doing stand-up, and then my mother passed, and my brother took me in. He took me back in, and then I didn't have to live like that no more, and things have been going really, really good since then. Really, really good.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
so you got
amen.
To a point where you
that's
knew
good.
You had a wrong, you knew that, oh, my, I need to change my mind, I need to change my way of thinking, and when you did that, you started, I want to believe you started, your actions became different.
Yeah, what happened was I wasn't comfortable in the situations I was in. The same situations I was thriving in at first, I wasn't comfortable in those situations. Even though things were going good, I wasn't comfortable living that type of lifestyle because my mindset started to change, and I couldn't live like that no more, you know, trying to appease somebody, and I wasn't happy. At first, it was just all about appeasing them and playing the game. But then it was like, I got to make myself happy, and making myself happy was surely not going to make them happy. So I had to get out of that.
So let's talk about God, because we're pastors and we're preachers here, and we, you know, we believe in being led and listen to God. And I say that all times, that we follow everything we hear, you know, just being honest. You know, sometimes we want to go our own way, and we want to hear what we want to hear. So what role did God, Jesus Christ, play in your life that you decided, you know what, I'm going to lean on God. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. You know, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to get the word. Did you read the word, or did you receive a word from someone that made you say, I got to change this?
It was like life. It was like a roller coaster, and it just put me back in a seat. And it was like you went through a crazy ride, and then all of a sudden you was right back where you started. So I was fortunate that the roller coaster ended right back where I started. Everybody don't get that situation. Sometimes the seatbelt comes undone,
right,
and people fly off the roller coaster. But me, grace and mercy put me back to
grace
a situation where I could, you know, I could just be right back where I was and get back into myself. Because I remember one time I was working, a lady told me, she gave me a tip. She was like, the Lord's gonna bless those who work, you know. And ever since then, I just been working and, you know, taking constructive criticism and just going with that instead of getting, you know, getting angry, because your mindset different when you in a different type of lifestyle. But once you start to live a different type of lifestyle, you can take constructive criticism and use it to the better good of your craft instead of, you know, always being right, because usually when you in a situation where you control a household, you usually right. You know, the way I had the situation, I was the person who was right. Even though I knew I wasn't right, I was the guy who was right at the end of the day. So it was just a big difference. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Well, tell us about the project that you're doing right now.
Yeah, Leo, that was a good way. That was a good way that you put that. I heard you say something, and you said the way. So you was the person that made the last decision in the household. So that made you right, because you made the last decision. And you also said that from someone, they told you that you need to work, and you was able to take constructive criticism. You made me think about when I was growing up. That was a word. I didn't even know what that word was. Constructive criticism. That was something that a few teachers in high school and a few coaches, they used to say that to you. You need to be able to take constructive criticism. Being criticized, you know, for something that you're saying or being criticized for something that you're doing because they've seen something better that was in you, a potential for you to potentially be the person that you really need to be. Constructive, that means to not to tear down, to tear you down, but that image or that thought or that feeling with, that needs to be broken so you can be the person that you are or the person that you are destined to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are we going to take any callers?
Definitely we'll take callers at this time, but I do want to ask you, what project are you working on? I'm so excited. I saw you online and all that God is doing in your life, and I was just like, wow, and I'm just so happy for you. It's a book out there. Could you tell our listeners what that's about a little bit?
Oh, yes, it'll be coming out on the 21st of this month. It's called Don't Be Next. It's an e-book and an audio book and a video film all at the same time. So you'll be able to listen to an audio book and look at a film that I'll be a part of. It's very interesting. It'll last for about an hour. It's about $2.99 on Amazon and everywhere they're selling it. Please go pick it up. It's going to be real interesting. And I'm the only black person a part of the production, so let's go support that.
Amen.
Go support that. Again, what's the name
you
of it again?
The book is called Don't Be Next.
Don't Be Next.
Don't Be Next. All right. We
definitely
Amen. Be looking for
Amen. At this time, we're going to take callers. If you want to ask Leo Rich, comedian, actor Leo Rich, any questions or chime in about this topic, please press 1. We'll be happy to answer any questions or ask Leo at this time, Leo Rich. We're going to take a little music break. We'll be right back, and you can ask Leo. Well, actually, let's take a call. We have someone here that wants to ask a question, so we'll bring him on one moment here. Caller ending in 6370, you're on.
Bianca calling from Spring.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing? Welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor show. Did you have a question for Leo Rich, or did you have a question for the preacher or the pastor?
Leo Rich.
All right, go ahead. Leo, you can hear him?
What's the question of the day is, how lucky are you to be the only black person on the show?
Man, I'm very fortunate. My agent, Miss Stephanie Patrick, made sure I got a part of the project. You know, I was working with these same people with my Tireville project when I was going to elementary schools, and they actually called me back. So it's actually like a callback. So it means a lot to me to not only be a part of the production, but to be the only black person a part of the production. And it feels amazing. You know, I got number love for you. You know, happy birthday. I know I probably owe you $20, but I didn't know this thing was going to happen like this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right. You got another question for Mr. Rich?
Yeah.
Yes, keep pushing. Thank you for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show. Amen.
Right.
God bless you, brother. All right, Mr. Rich. Oh, yes. I mean, that's something to be the only black person. We just thank God, you know, for your success, that God has his hand on you, that God will continue to keep you and be with you. And just never forget to give God all praise and honor and glory because of God, because of Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross is the reason that we have life and that we can have life in abundance. So don't go anywhere, Mr. Leo Rich. We're going to come right back to you. We're going to take a little music break. We may have more questions from our listeners, okay? Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be right here.
All right, God bless you. All right, Pastor, as we go on to our music break right quick here, I just want to say one thing. Unless you want to take it, Pastor, having the wrong mindset or having the right mindset concerning what Mr. Rich has already said, is it something that you want to say?
I did have one scripture. I had one scripture here that came from Psalms 51 while Leo Rich was, while he was speaking. You know, this that scripture came up. And in Psalms 51, it's talking about David having the wrong mindset. David had the wrong mindset. And it starts out to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one, the first verse says, David, what he said is, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. See, David, when he came into himself, he knew he had made a terrible mistake. You know, he had sought out to have Bathsheba for himself, and Bathsheba was married, and he had got her husband to be on the front line of the army so he can be killed, just so he can have her. But it didn't work out like that. It didn't work out like he planned it was to work out. He had sent him off, but he did not die. So when he came back to himself, he realized that, what have I done? You know, I've done a terrible thing. He was asking God to have mercy on him because he knew he had the wrong mindset.
Amen. Amen. If you just have tuned in to the preaching of the pastor, we're talking about having the wrong mindset. If you want to chime in or ask comedian Rich, Leo Rich, any questions regarding his career and where he's going and how God has really worked things out in his favor in his life, please chime in either online. If you want to call in, press 1-845-277-9213. We are the Gospel Public, the Gospel Public Ministries. We're going to take a little music break, and we'll be right back with comedian actor Leo Rich. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Better. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. We just thank God.
Amen.
We're back here to the preacher and the pastor show. If you just answered in, we're talking about having the wrong mindset. We do. We have comedian, actor, Rich Leo with us on tonight, and we're so excited to have him. We already have someone that wants to chime in. Let's see if they want to speak to Mr. Rich on tonight. Caller, last four digits, 4939. You're on the preacher and the pastor show. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Who are we speaking with?
Well, great. My name is Stephanie, and I just want to tell you I met Leo several months ago, and you know what? I have always been impressed with him. Leo, this is your agent. And
Leo, your agent is online.
That's your agent.
Leo, I knew from the moment I met you that you just shined your light like no other. I knew you were a believer, and I'm so proud of you being on the show. And I know you have the right mindset. You live that, breathe that,
Amen.
Show that. And
Amen.
I just want to say you are inspiration. I'm proud of you and so excited that you are on this show for people to listen to you.
Oh,
Yes, if you all tune in right now, we're still here with you. Stephanie, did you say your name was Stephanie?
It's Stephanie, yes.
Yes. So, Leo, do you have something to say about to your agent? I mean, to, for her to call in. I mean, you have such a favor on your life. And she just called in to say how she's proud of you and she knew who you are when she saw you and the light that you carry. What do you have to say about that? I mean, wow, that says a lot. Because she's taking her time out to call and just let you know that, hey, I'm proud of you. Hey, I'm here with you. How does that make you feel?
I can't lie. I'm only quiet because I'm holding back tears right now because it's just like I really put my all into everything I do, and meeting Miss Stephanie was like a total surprise because my girlfriend, she signed me up for it and I just went for it, and I met Miss Stephanie on the day I signed, and it was just she's really been vouching for me ever since she met me. So it's just like it's amazing. And I know I'm unstoppable with her on my team, so I really have full faith in wherever I'm going with this. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, do you have any questions for Leo or Stephanie that she's called in and she's his agent, you know, to call in?
I do. Leo, I have one question here for you, and you ask it. I mean, I just want to ask the question and just answer. You know, the best you let you know how.
Pastor, do you have anything you want to ask
your
agent who saw something in him that said, I believe in you? We just want to ask you that, Stephanie, if that's okay, and we won't hold
Stephanie,
you.
Okay, that's fine. Stephanie, are you still here? Can you hear me?
I'm still here.
Okay. All right, so I'll ask you this question right here. What are you hoping and praying about that have not showed up yet? Well, is there anything that you're hoping or that you're praying about that has not showed up yet in your life?
For Leo.
For Leo specifically? Well, my first thought
it can be.
Storm.
It can be for Leo.
He's your first client?
No, he's
not my first client. It can be for Leo.
Oh, for Leo. You know what? I pray for my talent every night, and he always sits in my mind because he is just amazing, and I know that God is going to just pave the way for him.
Amen.
I'm just excited, and he's just grown with me so quick. I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, literally in the next month.
Amen. Wow.
Amen. Amen.
We thank God. It's definitely been a pleasure. Thank you for chiming in.
Thank you, Ms. Patrick.
Yes, you have a good night. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor, we have comedian, actor Leo Rich on the show, and we're just so excited to have you on the show. Pastor, you said you had a question for Leo.
I do. I do have a question here. Leo, has God's will been done in your life? The will that God has for you, has it been done yet?
Yes, it's been done. It's been done. I want to gain financial wealth. I want to gain that while I'm on earth. But everything is good with my soul. But
amen.
You know, I do sought after wealth while I'm on earth. I do.
Amen. We thank God for you. I had an opportunity to work with you, Leo Rich, and I know it's something different working with me. It definitely challenged you to go that extra mile and to do what you do and pull that out of you. What was your experience the first time you worked with me?
Oh, I can't believe I can work with you. People just don't know how good you are. People, everybody that comes to my shoulder, like, oh my goodness, she's so freaking good, and you know, and it's just like unbelievable to actually see you work with a room full of people, and everybody just kind of know what to expect from you, and themselves, and it's really we really held ourselves to a higher standard than anything I ever been a part of, but even with, you know, we could rehearse one or two times, it's still going to come out five-star because it's just like you're a magnet for that type of stuff, and you're really good.
Well, thank
you. I just don't know how people don't know about you. You're just really, 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 really good. And anytime you do a play, even if I'm not in it, I'm going to be there and all that type of stuff, because I just love,
oh,
I love watching
God.
You do what you do. You hold it down.
We thank God. Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
One more thing. I'm also impressed that you work with Corey Holcomb. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Oh,
so
yes. Corey Holcomb,
yes.
Kevin Hart, those guys, D-Ray. Yeah, back in the days. Back in the days. Yes. We definitely, definitely enjoy having you on the show. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners on tonight?
Yeah, I want to say one more thing about the wrong mindset. I remember back when I used to always want to go pro in football and go to college and stuff, and I used to always feel like the people that was my age was ahead of me, and I always felt like I had to catch up to them when I graduated and all that type of stuff. But my friend, he told me this good advice, and it changed my mindset at that time. At that moment, he was like, who you behind? I used to always say I'm behind somebody. He said, the only person you're competing with is yourself. So I think a lot of people
mm-hmm.
need to realize they don't need to be trying to catch up to people or get to what people are out. It's just worry about your own growth and you know, compete with yourself pretty much. That's a better mindset
wow.
than trying to see what everybody else has going on. Just compete with yourself.
It's true. Well,
well
Pastor, did you have anything else
well
to Mr.
Spoken,
Rich?
I just wanted to say that was well spoken spoken word what you just said, you know, to listeners that are out there. And we appreciate you being on the show. You know, you have a lot of energy. It seems like you have been through some things in life that you have learned from, and you have taken those things you have learned from, and you are using that.
Yes.
You're using it. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much.
We appreciate it. Again, you all make sure you check out Leo Rich. Can you give me your information one more time, Leo?
Oh, yeah. You can find me at Leo Rich on every platform, from Facebook to Instagram, Snapchat, all that, Twitter. I like seeing the new followers, and I follow people back immediately. And I just look forward to seeing who's going to follow me after this and check out this show, because it comes on Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock. This is good entertainment.
Yes.
You can sit back. I listen to this on the way home. After a 12-hour day, this is good entertainment, you know. So I really appreciate what y'all doing on here. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
keep us posted. We're definitely praying for you. Like I said, may God continue to be with you and prosper you in all that you do. Always putting God first. As long as you put God first, you will be good. All right. Thank you again. You all again, that was our comedian Leo Rich. Take care. God bless you. Amen. What a wonderful story there. Pastor,
oh, yeah.
What did you think about Mr. Leo Rich there?
I tell you what, you know, he's a very inspiring person. I haven't got a chance
yes.
to see him act yet. I haven't got a chance, you know, to be at some of his comedy shows, but I'm definitely going. I'm definitely going, because he definitely, you know, he has something to say. And I've learned that when people have something to say, and they have something to say about, you know, how they have lived and how they have overcame, I will be there. I will be there.
Amen. I will be there. We will Amen. Be there. Supporting you, Leo, all the way. I love this little
soundbite.
Let me give him some laughter and some clap. Yay, Leo. That's what I'm talking about. Keep doing it. Oh, that's Nana them trying to come up. They pulling up on the Nana Ford
Nana,
and her husband.
Oh,
pulling
they already is. It's on Nana Ford.
Let's give Leo a little laughter and clap right there. We give you all, give it up to you. Yes, at this time, this is our favorite part of the show with Nana Ford and her husband, Willie Earl. They've been married about 62 years. I mean, I haven't met anyone that's been that long. I mean, and still together.
Yeah, they are
still together. They not be together with the right mindset, but they're still together.
They have to have the right mindset if they're still together that many years.
62
years. And still married.
You know, some people, they go through things. No matter what happened, they say, you know, I've committed myself to this. So if you ain't like me, go in the other room, but we ain't divorcing. We ain't breaking up.
Yeah, they ain't made it.
You got to die out. And they were serious about it. 62 years, where you going right now? Everything probably
to me. I want that.
Everything that went south. Everything that went south. You done lost a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you
not even like the same.
You don't even look like the same person.
Yeah.
You don't have the same eyes.
Right.
Yeah. You all, stay tuned. Nana Ford and Willie Earl coming up next here on The Preacher and the Pastor. I love them too. I love them too.
Already set.
Hey, listen, I ain't got time for this. I'm in a good mood, got my mind set, got my mind stayed on Jesus. The Bible says if you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, then he'll keep you in perfect peace. What you got your mind set on, Willie?
Well, I can't tell that you got your mind stayed on Jesus because you sure don't act like it.
What you mean I don't act like I got my mind
stayed? You don't act like you got your mind stayed on
Jesus. Hey, listen, if I didn't have my mind stayed on Jesus, you wouldn't be here.
Yes, I'm going to be here.
No, you wouldn't go be here if I didn't have my mind stayed on
Jesus. Every single day.
Oh, you know, that's the problem.
You told me that you ain't doing all the right things, so you think your mind, you think you're doing right.
Oh, no, you're doing right. My mind is good.
I've been with you 62 years.
62 long years.
Yeah, they've been longer for me than it's been for you.
What you think?
That's what I know.
Every time I check up under your nose, if you're still breathing, I was like, he's still here. I'm just waiting. Yeah, that's when I'm going to change my name. When you go on to be with Jesus, that's when I'm going to change my name. See, you messing with my mind. So that's why I got to watch you out there. Talk to me and get in my ear.
I can't get a word in for nothing, man.
Go ahead. Get a word in. What you want to say?
Get a word.
Go ahead and be quiet. Say something.
If you be quiet, you're going to be quiet.
I'm going to be quiet. I'm listening. Go ahead.
All right. Well,
no, you ain't got no way. You ain't got nothing to say. Where you going?
Where
you going?
I'm out
of
here.
Well, go ahead then. Let me cut the music. Get the music on. You always run on. You got to get your mind right. Get your doggone mind right, you know.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here.
Them two or something else. I just like having them on the show.
Oh, man,
I haven't, I don't know what they're talking about. They just like to argue. But if that's what keeps them going, I mean, some people, they got to have a little drama. A little drama. If you
that's
just got tuned in to The Preacher and the Pastor, we're talking about having the wrong mindset. And it's important that we have our mindset on the right thing so that we can head in the right direction. And so if you're just now tuning in, let us tell you a little bit about us and what we do. We are The Preacher and the Pastor, husband and wife, and we have a ministry, and the ministry is the Gospel Public Ministries. We are a street ministry, so we go on the highways and the byways. We go in places that people will not go. We go beyond the four walls of the church building out to the people. You know, and make sure that we're planting in good soil, planting good seeds in good soil, feeding God's people, ministering to God's people right where they are. So, and also we have a prayer line. So if you need prayer, you need divine counseling, please give us a call at 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. And if you want to sow into the ministry, we're on Cash App under $ Pastor Chantel. So if you feel led to sow, please sow into the ministry to help build the kingdom of God. So we're just excited about what God is doing and moving in us. And we definitely have to change our way of thinking, our mindset, to get into a place where God could use us. What do you have to say about that, Pastor, as far as when you were calling ministry? I know that you always knew you had a calling on your life like I did, but did you have to change your mindset?
I definitely had to change my mindset. it was so many things that had to change about me. There was so many things. But one thing that I did realize that when I realized how God was taking me through these things, how he was keeping me while I was in these places, it was just one of those things where I just had to make a decision that, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to continue living the way that I'm living? Am I going to continue going to these places where I'm going, believing how I'm believing? Or I'm going to trust in God and just go ahead on and just be the person that he has created for me. And when I made that decision, that was the best decision that I ever made in my life, because now I look at life in a totally different mindset, a totally different mindset.
Amen. 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 This is part of the show. We have the preacher. The preacher is the segment of the show that's coming
preacher.
Up. And let's go. Preacher. Right now, if you're tuning in, we're talking about having the wrong mindset. And it's important to understand how we change our mindset. We have to meditate on the Word of God. The Bible says in Philippians 4 and 8 through 9, that finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, whatever things of a good report, if there is any virtue or if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So we have to watch what we do, and meditate on the right things. And verse 9 says, these things which you learn and receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So having the right mindset will guarantee us the peace of God if we keep our mind stayed on God. So it's not enough to hear or read the Word of God or even to know it well. We must also put it into practice. How easy it is for us to just listen to a sermon and forget what the preacher said. So how easy is it to read the Bible and not think about how to live differently? So how easy is it to debate what a passage means and not live out that meaning? So we not only just read the Word, but we have to live the Word. Exposure to God's Word is not enough. It must be led to obedience. So this is how we change our mindset, but we have to live according to our mindset. And when we keep our mind stayed on God, we can live accordingly, meditating on what the Bible says. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, we have to keep our mind on these things, meditate on these things. The Bible says in Romans, if you have your Bible, I'm sorry, I'm probably going a little fast. We're wrapping up here. Romans 2, if you have your Bible, Romans 12 and 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Christians are called to not be conformed to this world with its behavior and customs that are usually selfish and corrupted. So many Christians wisely decide that much worldly behavior is off limits for us. So our refusal to conform to this world values, listen to what I'm saying, you all, we cannot conform to this world. Though we live in this world, the world does not live in us. We are not a part of this world.
Amen.
But we live in this world, and we have to operate that way by having the right mindset. And we have, and if you don't understand, if you have the wrong mindset, just ask God, Lord God, purify and sanctify my mind and thoughts, oh God. Help me to keep my mind stayed on you, Father God. Oh Lord, help me in every which way, because everything starts in the mind.
That's right.
In the mind. So I refuse to conform to this world of values. However, we must go even deeper than the level of our behavior and custom. It means be firmly planted in our minds, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. It is possible to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, conveyed, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Now, only when the Holy Spirit renews us, re-educates and redirects our minds, are we truly transformed? We have to do those things. If you're just not tuning into the show, having the wrong mindset, what does it mean to you, Pastor, as we wrap up the last few minutes of the show?
Having the wrong mindset means the direction that your whole life is going to go. Having the wrong mindset, that's the direction that your whole life is going to go. But having the right mindset is the same thing. It's the direction that your life is going to go, having the right mindset. And if you don't know what's right, if you can't go to the Word of God and to be able to find out that, hey, this is right, then there's a possibility that you might be doing it right. You might be saying it wrong. But if you can back it up into what is true and what is already written,
one of my mentors, Pastor Harris, used to say that, what is written? Well, if you can back it up for what is written, then you're probably going the right way, having the right mindset.
Amen. And that's food for thought. That's definitely food for thought. And I would like to go to scripture and back to Philippians 4:7. The Bible says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What does this mean? God's peace is different from the world's peace. True peace is not found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, or in good feelings. It comes from knowing that God is in control, leaning on God, trusting on God. So our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure, our destiny is set, and we can have victory over sin. Let God's peace guard your heart against anxiety, keeping your mind set on God. That's how I live my life. From the time I wake up,
me
from the time
too.
I go to bed, keeping my mind stayed on God, stayed on Jesus, waking up and through the day. And that's how we keep our mind set on positive things, the kingdom things. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about having the wrong mindset and how that can affect your destiny, how that can affect your calling. Believe it or not, if you have a calling,
amen,
in your life, if you don't have the right mindset, you can't fulfill your calling. You can't fulfill the assignment that God has for you if you don't have the right mindset. A lot of people have the assignment in front of them, but they don't have the right mindset to even begin to execute the assignment that's in front of them. But until you get your mindset, that's when you can start executing this, what we call life, and to live it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, Pastor, we were wrap up the last few minutes of the show. You all, if you're just tuning in, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Here on the radio show, we are the preacher and the pastor. And today has been a very interesting topic, having the wrong mindset. And I know for me, I've had in the past, but I thank God for the renewing of my mind, the changing of my mind. Pastor, as we wrap up here on the show, what's one last thing that you would like to say to the listeners as we close out?
Go to Proverbs. There are a lot of things that you can use that's in the Word of God, and one of them that I like to use is Proverbs 3 and verse 5, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Now, we know that the heart, he's talking about your heart, but your mind. Don't trust in what your mind would tell you, because your mind tends to lead you in the wrong place. But it says, trust in God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Trust God.
Amen. Amen. Trust God. Amen. At the end of it all, trust God. Trust God to do it. If you can't do it on your own and you want it to be done right, trust God. We thank you all for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor. We're back on a Monday. Our show times are Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, bringing you the word, inspiring, encouraging, uplifting here on this show. We're guaranteed to give you the word of God, not our own words, but the word of God to encourage you, to restore you, to uplift you, to bring you through. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Make sure that you tune in. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Monday we'll be back on the air at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll have a special guest, Apostle Miriam Moore from Nigeria, Africa. She's a resident here in Houston, Texas. Very excited, very excited. And the name of the show topic is When God Does It. Oh, I can't wait. When God Does It. We're not talking about man. We're talking about when God does it.
Won't he do it?
Didn't he do it?
Did it.
Amen. Still doing it.
That's church talk. Church folks out.
Yes, we thank you all for tuning in. Once again, we are the preacher and the pastor. We love you. God bless you. May you have a great, beautiful, blessed weekend. We'll be back on Monday. You be blessed.
God bless.
God bless.
Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
I know you've been thinking, will I have a smile again? All you need is praying for a better day. And it's hard to believe, but don't let your face slip away.
Remember, it's always darkest